Welcome to Perry Fairway's Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Dustin Taze, and this is our conversation with Perry Public Library Director Mary Murphy. So the Perry Public Library is an organization here in Perry that usually has a finger on the pulse of what is going on here in Perry for people to take part in. Now, one of these events that's going to be coming up here in the latter half of this week will be the State Historical Society of Iowa that's going to be doing something here in Perry. So can you just tell us a little bit about what they're going to be doing here in Perry?
Well, they have an initiative where they've created a bus museum. And this bus museum is kind of focused on the history of Iowa. They've kind of named this project History on the Move, and their goal is to have it hosted in all 99 counties. Actually, it got here on Tuesday, but we had the training. It got here actually 36 hours earlier than we were expecting. And it's going to be open to the public on Friday. That would be Friday, November the 12th from 10 to 6, the library open hours, and on Saturday from 10 to 5, and on Sunday, 10 to 4. These are different hours than we're usually open because of Art on the Prairie. The Perry Public Library takes part in Art on the Prairie each year that we've had it on Saturday and Sunday, usually the second weekend in November.
In relation to this bus museum that's going to be hanging out here in Perry the latter half of this week, as you mentioned, that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, what do people need to expect about what they might see, or how do they participate in the event? Where do they need to go to find it, to view everything that it has to offer?
Well, it's parked on Railroad Street, on the side of Railroad Street that's nearest the library, and we'll have a librarian or library clerk over there that will help assist people into the bus, step into the bus. And it's not an interactive display, but it's passive displays about history in Iowa. So it's pretty interesting. I saw it just briefly. If you're handicapped, we do have a ramp or a lift. It's a lift that you can get into and out of the bus. So you're more than welcome to come.
Now, you kind of touched on it a little bit earlier about Art on the Prairie. Now, Art on the Prairie is going to be hosting an event this weekend, and of course, as is natural, the Perry Public Library will be having various activities to coincide with Art on the Prairie here this Saturday and Sunday in Perry. So can you just walk us through a little bit about what's going on with Art on the Prairie this weekend and how the Perry Public Library is going to be participating along with that?
What we do at the library is that we host local artists and artisans in the library. We will have 7 artists in the library, and we are also hosting 3 children's programs by Chad Elliott. He's a singer, songwriter, and he has written a children's book. All of his illustrations, his paintings, are on exhibit now at the library if you want to get a preview of what it's all about. But he will have shows on Saturday at 10:30 and at 1:30, and on Sunday at 1 o'clock. So we will be giving away his books and his CDs to 10 lucky people at each of the shows. So I hope it's you.
Now, in terms of what else is going to be going on here to coincide with Art on the Prairie, you mentioned Chad Elliott's children's events that's going to be going on along with some of those paintings. Now, is there going to be anything else going on that people should be on the lookout for during Art on the Prairie this weekend?
Yes, we usually have a craft project or a community art project, and this year it is making ribbon ornaments with Scrabble tiles, and you can gather up the Scrabble tiles to spell a word, to spell your name, to spell somebody else's name. But I've made them for my whole family, and it's fun. It doesn't take very much time, and it turns out to be a really nice gift for someone. In addition to that, we are dedicating a piece of memorial art to Ivan Winger. When I came to Perry in 2010, Ivan Winger was on the library board. He and his wife, Lorraine, had a long history of support of the library, and he passed away in the last 6 months. And we have a piece of art that is stunning that is going to be dedicated on Saturday at noon. We will have the artist, Jeff Easley, present. So it'll be really, really a special moment for Eric Winger and his family.
Now, there is another event that is still ongoing involving the Perry Public Library. They are currently raffling a quilt, which is going to raise funds for children's programming here at the library. Now, can you give us a little bit of an update on where that's at in terms of funds raised so far and when people might be able to find out who won the quilt?
Okay, I actually cleaned out the, cash register for what we have taken in so far. We've raised probably about $140. And my goal was to pay for a children's programming next summer for summer reading. And I think we're going to reach our goal. I've got to say thank you to Diane Caulfield for making the quilt. It's beautiful. It looks like books on a bookshelf. It's just the perfect size to snuggle up on a couch and read a book and have a cup of cocoa. So we will be actually picking the winner at 4:00 on Sunday. So you don't have to be present. So come and get your one ticket for $2 or three tickets for $5 and support the Perry Public Library's children's programming.
Now, is there anything else you would like to talk about or mention as it relates to any other potential programming that might be taking place outside of these two events that are going to be happening this week?
Yes, we have pretty cool craft for Craft Club coming up. It's a candy cane wreath that you can make for your door. You can have lights on it or no lights on it. We have it to be decorated. We have the metal form and we have garland that you tie to it. And then you can decorate it with, we have picks, we have lights, we have bulbs. So I think this, if you wanted to do something different, a different shape for your front door, I'm going to do one for my window at the library.
And that was our conversation with Perry Public Library Director Mary Murphy. You can find this story online at raccoonvalleyradio.com. The Let's Talk Dallas County program is brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.